can declare together the first line of each stanza. Right? In the Church of Jesus, there is something for each one of us. Let's declare each one of these first lines. In the Church of Jesus, there is love for you. In the Church of Jesus, there is life for you.
In the Church of Jesus, there is work for you. In the Church of Jesus, there is a place for you.
Amen. Amen. Actually, let's do that one more time, and instead of saying for you, say for me.
Amen.
Amen.
In the Church of Jesus, there is love for me. In the Church of Jesus, there is life for me.
Amen.
In the Church of Jesus, there is work for me.
Amen.
In the Church of Jesus,
there's a place for me. Amen. And me too. Amen. My name is Emmanuel, Brother Emmanuel Chang from the Church in New York City. I'm so happy to have been here with all of the middle schoolers this week. The Summer School of Truth has been so enjoyable.
Amen.
If you've enjoyed the Summer School of Truth, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We've had so many groceries. What are some of the things that you've enjoyed? What are some of the groceries that you're going to take back with you? Just shout them out.
Jesus.
Cycle of life.
God's life.
God's life.
Fellowship.
Fellowship with God.
Consecration.
Regeneration. Amen. Regeneration. Regenerate. Sorry. We don't have to sing.
The sense of life.
The sense of
life.
The fellowship of life.
God purchased us with a price.
Oh, God purchased us with a price.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Maintaining God's word.
Maintaining God's work, word in life. Amen. Sorry?
Talking to him.
Hallelujah. We can talk to him. He's a person who lives inside of us, and we can talk to him. You know, young people, this is the last meeting of the Summer School of Truth 2023. And I grew up in the church in New York City, going to the children's meeting, and after that going to the young people's meeting and the Summer Schools of Truth. I did 6 years, and I graduated in 1995. One thing that was always a little difficult, I don't know, those of you who've been here a few times, a little difficult was going home. Going home. Because here in the Summer School of Truth, we're in a very special place, right? And we're having a very special time. And I think we all recognize this. This is who here again? We've done this before. Who's here for the first time, right? Who's never experienced? Have you ever experienced anything like this before, right? Right. This is special. And then after we're gonna have lunch. We're gonna go back, maybe get in the car, get in the van, and then we're going to go home. And you know, my daughter. I have a son here, but I had a daughter who was here last week, and she's not here now, so I'll talk about her. She said I could. When she went back home, you know, she said, it's strange to be home. But what my hope, and what I think all of the serving ones, what we all hope is that the things that we heard, the things that we learned, the things that we enjoyed here in this very special, very particular time and place can be normal for us when we go back home. And so what we want to do in this time is to try to build a bridge. Actually, we're going to try to build two bridges. Right, what does a bridge do? Aaron, what does a bridge do?
It lets you
It lets you get from one place to another. But if I want to get to you, do I need a bridge?
No.
Why don't I need a bridge?
Because the floor is there.
The floor is there. So it helps me get from one place to the other when there's
an obstacle.
There's something that seems to separate us. Right. But actually, who's been regenerated? Right. So what's the meaning of regeneration? In the song, right? Yes. You get a new life, yes. Sorry?
Being saved.
Being saved, yes. Receiving God as life, right? In addition, right, and the song says, in addition to our human life or our natural life, we receive another life, the life of God. But is that life only with us here at the camp?
No.
That life is with us wherever we go.
Amen.
Right? And so we can talk to him, right, wherever we go. And that's what Brother Ricky shared with us this morning, right? We can talk to him all day, every day. And so one bridge is to home, right? We're going home, we're going back home, we're going back to the regular church life we have wherever we are, right? Some of us, maybe we have many young people that we're with. Maybe we're in a big locality, a lot of brothers and sisters. But we heard there are some of you, or at least one of you, you're the only young person in that place where you are. I enjoyed this song very much, and I believe this song, that last song we sang, is for all of us, whether we're in the big locality or we're in the locality where we're the only young person. In the Church of Jesus, there's a place for you.
Amen.
And there's a place for me.
Amen.
And so that's one bridge, right? When we're going home, we're going back to our own local church, our own place. When we're going, should I say it? We're going eventually back to. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but Brother Joe said it, right? The Lord, who the God as life in our spirit, in addition to our human life, we receive the life of God. He's a person. He is with us in school.
Amen.
Hallelujah! We can talk to him in school. You know, Brother Mark talks a lot about his son, Landon, right? How much does he weigh now? Do you know? About 23, 24 pounds, right? So one of the things we heard about was the growth in life, right? But wouldn't it be strange if the only time that Landon grew was when he came to KPCC? That would be abnormal, right? That would be abnormal. The first bridge here is in the, actually both of them are in the title to message, the message. So let's turn to message 8, page 23. And let's read that title all together. Having a normal church life. One more time. Having a normal church life. And so the first thing, actually, even before we get to church life, I want to spend a little more time on this word normal, right? Because it's normal, young people, for us to enjoy the Lord in our daily life. It's normal, right? All the things that we touched, right? It's normal for us to spend time with the Lord in the morning, right? Last night, Brother Shepherd told you about an experience he had. Do you remember that experience with his friends and the thing that they were passing? And their sense of life in him said, no. And then he obeyed that sense of life to say no. Young people, it's normal for you to be different from your friends at school. It's normal. You can write that down. It's normal for me to be different from my friends. And why is it normal? It's normal because you have God's life in you. You have God in you. You don't live alone. You have a person in you. And maybe they don't, right? They don't have that same person, or they haven't experienced that same person the same way that you have, right? Because you haven't been here, they haven't been here at the summer school hearing all these wonderful things, right? But you take that back over the bridge, right? Some of you are actually going over some bridges, right? You go down the mountain, and then you drive down past past Stewart's. Maybe you'll stop there for an ice cream, praise the Lord. Then once you leave Stewart's, you go over the Red Bridge, right? You go over the Red Bridge. Then you drive a little more. You go over another bridge. That's the Blue Bridge. And so the second bridge has to do with the church life, right? It says, the title again, Having a Normal Church Life. And so this year's Summer School of Truth was on?
Life.
This year's Summer School of Truth was on?
Life.
Right. And actually, life has a result. Life has a direction. And we'll talk about it a little bit today. That direction is the church. That place where it's going is the church. But you know what the topic of next year's Summer School of Truth is? It's the church. And there you're going to have a whole summer school on the church. Here, we're just going to give you a little bit of a foretaste. And so the bridges come back next year and hear more about the church. So what is the church? What when you hear this word church, what do you think? Yes, Kylie.
The church is the building of all God's chosen and redeemed together and transformed people.
The church, say that one more time.
The church is the building up.
The building up of God's people. And then Amen. The building up of God's people, the building up of God's regenerated people.
Amen.
Right. So who's been regenerated? Raise your hand again. So if you've been regenerated, you are part of the church. Are you part of the church only if you're over 21? What about over 18? What about only if you have morning watch every day? No. What qualifies us to be part of the church is God's life in us.
Amen.
And if we have God's life, so if we have God's life in us, we are part of the church. I want to read, actually, do you know what this word church literally means in the original Greek? Okay, so I'll just tell you. The word for church is ecclesia. There, it goes something like this. Greek letters are different, but is that right? Or one K, two S's? That's right. Okay. Ecclesia. And that means the assembly of the called out ones, right? The assembly of those who have been called out. And so there's two things there. One is called out. Right, we've all been called out. We've been called to receive God's life, but the second part is assembly, right? That's the gathering together. And so let's turn to Hebrews 10:25. This was one of your memory verses. So if you've memorized it and retained it, maybe we can recite it. But let's also look it up. You can take out your Bible. We're going to use the Bible. Okay, so Hebrews 10:25. Not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. Okay, let's read that again up to with some is. Amen. Not abandoning our own assembling together as the custom with some is. Oh, okay, sure, let's read the whole thing. But exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day drawing near. And so this verse talks about the assembling, right? This is the assembly of the called out ones. Our assembling. What does this actually mean? Let's translate this a little bit from English into English. It says, not abandoning our own assembling. What's assembling? Assembling is...
Fellowship.
Sorry?
Fellowship.
Yeah, but I'm thinking simpler than that.
Gather.
Yeah. You come together in what we might say is meeting, right? When we meet, we are assembling. And what does abandon mean? Sorry?
To leave.
To leave, right? So here, the word is don't abandon your assembling.
Amen.
We could say, we could translate that as, go to the meeting.
Yeah.
Go to the meeting.
Amen.
This is part of the bridge, right? Go to the meeting of the church. And there's a particular word here. It says our own assembling. And this word own, I feel it's so rich, right? This morning, Brother Ricky talked about, right, David and Goliath. And no, not David and Goliath, David and Saul, right? And David's armor, Saul's armor didn't fit on David. It wasn't David's armor. And so David tried to put it on, and it was no good. It wasn't right. So we each have our own assembling together. In the Church of Jesus, there is a place for you.
Amen.
For you. Right? This is your own assembling. Right? Many of us have come with our parents, you know, our parents or our grandparents have brought us to the church. Me too. My parents brought me to the church meeting. But I had to find my own assembling, right? My own place in the church. And young people, you're not too young to find your own place in the church. let's turn to... Actually, let's not turn yet. So, go to the meeting, right? What are some of the meetings that you go to? What are some of the meetings that you go to? Right? Here we have lots of meetings every day. Right? We have the morning revival fellowship. We have the lesson time. I don't know what we call it, just the meeting. Right? But we have sometimes we have some small group meetings. We have all kinds of meetings. But when you go back, right, here's the bridge. Right? What are the meetings that you go to? The Lord's table meeting. Praise the Lord for the Lord's table meeting. Yes.
Home meeting?
Yes. Yes. The young people's meeting, the YP meeting. Prayer meeting. Yes, these are all good. All wonderful meetings. So I want to say something about, in particular, about the Lord's table meeting. Right? Do you know what qualifies somebody to attend the Lord's table meeting? What qualifies you to attend the Lord's table meeting?
Yep.
Regeneration. If you've received the Lord's blood, you've been saved and received his life into you, you are qualified to go to the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
And I would say not only qualified to go to the Lord's table meeting, because I think most of us, many of us go, but we are qualified to participate in the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
We are qualified to enjoy the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
The Lord's table meeting is a table. It should be a feast. But I feel like when I was growing up, it was like this. And from my observation, sometimes the young people might not feel the Lord's table meeting is really for them, right? Because there's so many grown-ups. And there's just a few of us young people. It's not really my meeting. The Lord's Table meeting is your meeting. Who still has 1278 open? Whoever has 1278 open, maybe we can stand up and declare together verse 1. Actually, you know what? The first line in 1278 was, in the church of Jesus, there is love for you. Amen. Right? In the church of Jesus, there is love for you. Can you remember that? You can remember that, right? So maybe everybody stand up and declare with a strong spirit.
In the church of Jesus, there is love for you.
Now for me.
In the church of Jesus, there is love for me.
Hallelujah! Okay, you can sit down. Was that enjoyable?
Amen.
Was that refreshing?
Amen.
Did you touch your spirit?
Amen.
Was that hard? Was that a difficult thing to do?
No.
No. We can do it here at the camp. But you know what? When you go this Lord's Day to the Lord's Table meeting, if you just stood up or even didn't stand up from your seat, declared one line from a hymn with a strong spirit.
Amen.
You are participating in the church life.
Amen.
You are making the church life your own.
Amen.
In the church of Jesus, there is a place for you.
Amen.
One more thing. Let's turn to John 10:10. Actually, we're going to start with John 10:10. And this was a memory verse. So if you know this verse, maybe you can recite it. Otherwise, we can read it. Okay, we don't need to talk. We don't need to talk. Ready? Go.
The thief does not come to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly.
Right. The Lord has come that they may have life, may have it abundantly. But you know what the context of this verse is? You know what comes right after? It says in verse 11, if you have it, read with me. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. God's people, right? The assembly of the called out ones. The Bible likens us to sheep, right? We also saw that this morning, right? The Lord is my shepherd. We are his sheep. The Bible, and just if you know anything about sheep, what do sheep do? How do they live?
Yeah. They eat, sleep, and go to the bathroom and feed.
Yes, but do they do all that stuff by themselves?
No.
No. They live in what's it called?
A
flock. They live in a flock. And so there's something about the life within us that is a flocking together life.
Amen.
The Lord is the shepherd, and we are the flock. Actually, if you are in the flock, if you are in the church, you're safe. You're safe. Right? There's a parable that the Lord Jesus tells. 99 sheep were together. One was lost. One was apart. He left the 99 behind. He doesn't actually leave us. That's just part of the story. But he went to get the one.
Amen.
He went to get that one sheep and brought him where? Back. He brought him to the church. When we're with the flock, when we're with the people of God, we are safe. Sometimes we're the sheep, but you know, the Lord is the shepherd, right? The Lord is my shepherd. Is the Lord your shepherd, shepherd?
Yes.
And the Lord's life is where? In us. The Lord's life is in us. So you know what that means? That means we can also be the shepherds. We have the shepherding life.
Amen.
Amen. And so how can we shepherd one another? We take care of one another. We give each other, we can call each other. Actually, what Brother Ricky shared this morning also touched me. Right? The flock could be a big flock, but there are some sheep that are right next to you. Right? There are some sheep that are right next to you. Those are God put those sheep next to you in where you are, in your place, in your city, in your church, in your family. Right? Those sheep are the ones that God placed with you. And we need to be with them. We need to get together with them. How do we, what can we do? Well, when I was a young person, we had not phones. Actually, the young people that I was with, we sometimes wrote physical letters to one another. Today, it's actually so easy just to get together, even by Zoom. I'm going to talk about my daughter again. I get her notifications on my phone. And Monday nights, I get a notification that says from a sister whose name I forget, it's Monday night again. It's time to read the Bible. And the ones receiving that are from all over. Right? So if you're the only one in your, only young person in that place where you are, get with the ones who are here. We have technology now, right, that can connect different parts of the flock. But you know what? We don't have to just be limited to young people, right? God has put you next to older ones. God has put you in a particular family. You know, one way to be with the flock is to serve. Is to serve. The Lord Jesus came to serve, right? This is the Gospel of Mark tells us he came not to be served but to serve, and that serving life is in us. We can serve in so many ways. So if you have, while you are here, if you, let's see, if you cleaned a toilet, stand up while you are here at KPCC. If you cleaned a toilet, okay. If you swept the floor, stand up. No, if you cleaned, everyone stay standing. If you threw out some garbage that wasn't yours, stand up. let's see. If you wiped a table, stand up. If you mopped, stand up. And keep standing. Don't sit down. So almost everyone has done something here at KPCC to serve. Now, if you've done that in your own local meeting hall, stay standing. Otherwise, sit down. Not bad. If you have cleaned the floor, if you have cleaned the toilet, if you have, I don't know, thrown out garbage, if you have done that at your own, if you have done that at your own meeting hall, stand up. Keep standing. Otherwise, sit down. Oh, this is wonderful. So you all have the experience of serving, right? Who knows where the cleaning supplies are at your meeting hall? Oh, that's wonderful. If you don't, find out. And if you don't know, ask someone, right? Ask your parents, ask another serving one. Those are also members of the flock.
Amen.
Amen. I'll just say that much, and then you can sit down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry.
Yes, some years ago, I wouldn't have needed this. Oh, but those days are over. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about we all stand up and say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, my name is Ivanhoe, if you don't know me. And so good to be here. It is. You guys are awesome. So, you are. How many here came to know the Lord more? Oh, that's awesome. How many of you feel or think or know in your heart that you've seen more of the Lord?
Lovely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You can put your hands down. Okay. So, this message is intended, as Brother Emmanuel said, to be a bridge. What is it a bridge into? Well, normal. It's a bridge into normal. And it is very normal because you have the life of God in you. It is very normal for you to love what He loves. Amen?
Amen.
If you love someone, you love what they love. Ask some of the married brothers. They know. There were things you probably didn't do when you were single. But now, somehow, you love doing these things. Like the dishes. So, when we love someone, we love what they love. And there's one of the memory verses in your... in your packet, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that as many as anyone who receives Him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. Okay, we need a little more practice on that. But this verse talks about what God loves. I would like one of the brothers, any of the brothers, whoever has it first, just read it. Ephesians 5:25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. It starts with husbands. But I don't want to talk about the husbands. I want to talk about the second part of that verse. Ephesians 5:25.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself up for her.
Amen. Amen. So that verse tells us that whereas God loved the world, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus. God became a man, walked on the earth, lived 33 and a half years, went to the cross, was accused of our sins, even though He committed none, suffered, was mocked, ridiculed, abused, so that we could enjoy what? What's the topic of the summer school?
Life!
He did all that so that we can enjoy life. But Brother Benjamin just read for us Ephesians 5:25. While He was on the cross, I won't do it. While He was on the cross there, being mocked, being ridiculed, being abused, being accused of things He did not do for your sake, for my sake. You know what was on His mind? You know what was on His heart? The church! He was there for the church. So, when we receive this life, as Brother Emmanuel said, this life is the life of the church. It's a body life. It's a life that loves to come together.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you a quick story, and then I'll tell you a quick story. When I first came into the church life, this was about a couple decades ago, I had an experience. It was a negative experience. And I said, you know what? I am not going back to that place. There's just no way. I'm not. I'm going to sit in my living room, and I'm just going to read. I'm going to read my Bible, and I'm going to sit in a room, and I'm going to do just be on my own. I don't need to be there. And I started reading. And I don't even remember the verse, but there was a verse that I looked at. I was like, huh, I wonder what this means. And you know what? This sweet, gentle, loving, tender voice said to me, you will not know until you go back. The life is a life of the body. If we're enjoying the life, we have to be in the body. Now, Brother Emmanuel gave us some practical ways on how to participate in the building of the body. What do I mean by that? Brothers, read Roman numeral 1 in message 8. That is on page... Wow, I have so many notes. Look at this. I can't even see the page number. Page 23.
The central thought of the scriptures is that God is seeking a building as a living composition of persons redeemed by and mingled with himself. This building is the church, which issues in the body of Christ and consummates in the new Jerusalem.
Okay, so I want you to underline a few things. On the first row, a building, towards the end of the sentence there, a building. Second, on the second line, living composition. On the third line, this building is the church. Okay, that's it for now. When, at the beginning of the Bible, it talks about Genesis and there's a river and there's all the plants that God created and all the trees that were pleasant to the sight and good for food. And then it talks about precious stones, but they're scattered, right? They're scattered. Does God want scattered stones? Does he want individual, beautiful, shiny stones?
No.
What does he want? The first thing I asked you to underline, what does he want?
A building.
Oh, you can do better than that. What does he want?
A building.
And how does he get that building? I'll tell you how he gets that building. He gets that building by you participating in the cycle of life, number one. Right? So you get life. You participate in the fellowship of life. Then the light comes. Oh, Lord. The light comes. Then you apply the blood. Then you get more life. What happens? You grow. Your growth in life is part of the building of the body. Your growth in life. Did you know that? As you grow in life, you are building the body of Christ. Did you know that? If you didn't know it, write it down. As I grow in life, I am building the body of Christ. Amen. So our participation in the body, in the cycle of life is not a small thing. We too can participate. And if Brother Emmanuel asked you if you knew where your cleaning supplies, and Brother Ricky used to ask this to us when we were younger. I don't know if you remember this, but he used to ask us, do any of you know where the toilet paper comes from in your meeting hall? Somebody knows. Somebody knows, right? Costco, probably Costco. Somebody knows. Now, it's not a small thing if you one day walk into the bathroom of your meeting hall and you notice that the toilet paper is running low. You can go to the supply closet and change it out. And that would be such a shepherding, right? Because in that process, you gain life. Why? Because the whole way to the supply closet, and the whole way back, you're going, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. And God's getting in. When God gets in, you grow. right? Service makes you desperate. One more story and then I'll end, because I want to hear from you all. Back then, I started serving, and my first service in the church life was as an usher. So my job was to stand at the door, and there's a brother here who is a very big pattern to me in when it comes to ushering, because when I walked in the door for the first time, that's who I saw. And he had a huge smile on his face, and he was very friendly, and he handed me a hymnal, and he sat me down, and the table meeting began. But so there I was, smiling. And then somebody's dad, who's in this room, I'm not going to name her, but I'm looking at her right now. Somebody's dad comes to me one day and says, "Brother Ivanhoe, we would like you to break the bread today." I was in fear and trembling. And the brothers who've broken the bread know what I'm talking about. Think about the first time you did it. And if your locality is small, that's okay, because it was probably, you know, mom, dad, uncle. But we had, 150 or something like this? And I didn't know everyone, so it wasn't my family yet. Now it's my family. It's easy. But back then, so I was so desperate. And you know what it was? Practical service. I was in a service group, and because I was in that service group, I had to pray. It forced me to pray so that I can carry out my function. It forced me to pray. And you know what happened the next time I came up on the schedule? Oh, Lord Jesus, they're going to make me break the bread again, Lord. What do I say? What do I do? How do I pray? Service makes you desperate. Makes you desperate to contact the Lord, to enjoy the Lord, right? Before you serve, make sure you enjoy the Lord. If anything, that day, surely spend some time with the Lord. Spend some time with the Lord, right? So that, and you're not too young for this, right? Usually they encourage the middle schoolers to serve with the children, right? So when that kid, and you know the kid I'm talking about, when that kid gets on your last nerve, Lord Jesus, you will have the supply. You'll have the supply because you're applying all the things that you heard here. So I'll end with a verse, but before I do that, if you want to know, the church is so many things. The church has a fourfold power from God. The church has a number of statuses. The church has a number of functions. The way God fights on the earth today. Anyway, if you want to know more about what the church is, what the church is to God, what the church is to us, come next year. Come next year. We have an entire summer school dedicated to the church. So come back. You can make pacts with one another to come back next year too. That'll be really cool. So I'll end with one verse, and then we want to hear from you all. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. First in verse 12, Paul tells Timothy, let no one despise your youth. That basically means that when older people look at you, they should be encouraged and inspired. They shouldn't be like, if I was that young, I wouldn't be fill in the blank, right? Let no one despise your youth. And then he reminds them of a few things that he taught him and that he saw. And then in verse 14, he says, 15, he says, practice these things, be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all. Amen. Your progress manifest to all. So as you go back down the mountain, over the two bridges for some of you, remember, you have to find your way. You have to find your way. And your way, the only way you will find your way, you have to try different things. And the serving ones have been very diligent and loving to share with you their armor. They've shown you the things that they do, the things that work for them, the things that don't work. Now it's your turn. As Paul said to Timothy, practice these things. Eventually, you will find it. Eventually, you'll find the Lord will guide you into your way, and it'll be sweet and lovely, and you will enjoy the Lord and gain life and contribute and participate actively in the building up of the body of Christ, right? So I'll end my time here, and the brothers will tell us what to do.